Here's an immigrant story that begins not decades ago, but eons ago. We're asked to imagine what it was like in the Hudson Valley of New York State 12,000 years ago, when what is now Orange County was covered with an ancient glacial lake, a lake that left behind, as we're told, deep jet-black soil, up to 30 feet in places, soil with an extremely high organic content. It's often compared to potting soil. As we learn, for centuries, the area was basically a swamp, and early European settlers avoided it because it was too wet, filled with mosquitoes, and just too difficult to work. Later waves of immigrants, though, from Central Europe, who were used to marshy, marginal farmland back home, dug drainage ditches by hand, built canals, and slowly turned what was called muck into some of the most productive land in the country for raising vegetable crops, especially onions. The planting and harvesting of onions was a laborious task, and once the crop was in, there were celebrations throughout Orange County with music like this. Reporter Lena Bellamy of the Times Herald Record takes us to just such a festival where the tradition continues. It's nearly impossible to feel sad when listening to polka music, said Poughkeepsie radio DJ Tom Zack. He and his wife Cindy have hosted a weekly polka music hour on local radio for 30 years. Polka, it's invigorating. It's my weekly therapy session, Zack said, as he sipped cold brew at the annual Onion Festival. The festival is always held the Sunday before Labor Day at the Polish Legion of America Veterans Post 16 in Pine Island, New York. Tom and Cindy Zack are certainly familiar with the venue, considering it is where they first met in 1995 when Cindy taught polka dance lessons. She said it only took one dance together for them to become inseparable. For some folks, the Onion Festival is actually more about celebrating a love for polka music than the pungent veggies that make the black dirt area notable. Grammy-winning polka musician Jimmy Sturr led his 12-piece orchestra through lively, thumping songs during a two-hour set that drew dozens of couples out of their seats and onto the dance floor. Who said he has lived his whole life in the village of Florida, New York, was treated like a hometown hero at the festival. Sturr had to stop multiple times while telling a story of when he played the Grand Old Opry with Willie Nelson because of fans and friends wanting to cut in for a quick photo. Jan Kudo was eager to show Sturr a shirt she decorated with tassels of beads that has his band's logo on it. She remembers when Sturr played every other weekend in Dover, New Jersey. I used to follow him all over, Kudo said. But this was just the start. 8 contestants competed in the 11th annual onion eating contest to see who could eat one raw 8-ounce yellow onion the fastest. The winner, Ray Wesolowski, devoured his onion in 1 minute and 42 seconds. Wesolowski said he had won the contest hosted by the Chamber of Commerce too many times to count. It's all just for fun, he said. That report from Lena Bellamy in 2018. And it's no surprise that Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra were playing at that festival. In fact, the tune, the Onion Patch Polka, was written by Jimmy Sturr as perhaps a kind of love song to the region he calls home. The region and its music shaped Jimmy Sturr, as we'll soon hear. And what's true, too, is that he absorbed a love of America and its melting pot spirit. And while embracing the origins of polka music, he has put it into conversation with music from other traditions in the country, hoping, as he says, to expand the audience for polkas, but also, and we can hear this unspoken sentiment in what he says, hoping to bring people together through the power and joy of music itself. Just listen to the Onion Patch Polka for a moment. It wouldn't be too much of a stretch to name this piece instead the Mine Patch Polka, because isn't it true the back-breaking labor here in the anthracite coal fields also led to church festivals and community gatherings filled with music of polka bands as a respite from all the hard work people experienced in their lives, but also to hold on to the traditions of their Central European homelands and to keep the community together. It is no surprise, then, that Jimmy Sturr has performed for decades here in northeastern Pennsylvania and found an enthusiastic audience of polka lovers. And he will be back this Saturday, April 11th, at Mohegan, Pennsylvania, in Wilkes-Barre, for Pennsylvania Polka Fest. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jimmy Sturr, and we began with his ties to northeastern Pennsylvania.
I have so many friends in that area, and, you know, I've been performing in that area for many years, and one of my favorites happened to be, we used to do a real big Christmas tour, and one of the places that we stopped was the Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre. Man, it used to be cool. We'd sell that out, and it was always so nice that people were great to us, and we always look forward to coming to the Kirby Center. But now, of course, we're looking forward to coming for the Pennsylvania Polka Festival.
It's lovely to have friends here, and you know, of course, from your own hometown, the Eastern European immigration settlements here and the people who love polka. I don't know whether you know our station at all, WVIA.
Oh, sure, WVIA. Oh, I remember that, sure.
And we still are running Pennsylvania Polka reruns.
I've heard about, I've never done the show, but I've heard so much about it over the years. My friends have been on there, and, you know, they say it's great to do, and you're promoting our kind of music. And I know you have a lot of polka fans in that area. And it's all through not only Wilkes-Barre, but, you know, you get into that coal region. And I remember playing some of those big ballrooms. And there were some cool ones, the Lakeview Ballroom and the Lakeside Ballroom, a little bit further down towards 81 and stuff like that. And you know, they used to pack these ballrooms when we used to play there.
Since you're talking about the ballrooms, Jimmy, the notion that dance is so intricately connected with the music that you make.
You know what, Erica, you're right. I mean, it started off when I was a kid. I'm born and brought up in this little village called Florida, New York, believe it or not. And it's a small town. I graduated actually with 27 people in my school, but I went to school right from grade 1 to 12 in the same building, and many of those people were Polish. You know, all my friends grew up in this area, and the reason is because Florida, New York is known as the onion capital of the country, and we grow approximately 30% of the nation's onions. Well, these people came from Poland and even Germany, settled in this area to work on what we call the black dirt, and there's like 20-some thousand acres of pure, pure black muckland, and surrounding it, there's mountains, and it's pretty cool. Well, these people, they raise the onions, and of course, brought all their traditions with them, one of which was their polka music, and that's how I got involved in it, because my high school dances had polka bands playing for it, and they were dancing like crazy to this stuff, and we sort of wanted to do something a little bit different. And it worked for us, where we go out like the Kirby Center, and, you know, we go out across the country, and we'd be doing more concerts than we were dances. But growing up, man, I played every Polish wedding in the world in my area.
And people tease you because your heritage is Irish, right?
You're right, 100%. My mother's maiden name was Gallagher. You know, I just grew up loving this kind of music right here in my hometown. It's funny, I mean, I mentioned it already, but the high school dances had polka bands playing at when I was a kid, and that's how I really got into the music. And then I started playing the high school dances. It's funny, you know, although my mother's maiden name was Gallagher, the very first job that we ever had, it was for back then it was called the PTA, Parent Teachers Association, which my mother was the president. And at one of the meetings, she said to the people, I want you people to hear my son's band. That was the very first job I ever had for the PTA.
Sounds like your mom was your first agent, Jimmy. Florida, New York, then. That was your home.
I still live in the same house. I've never moved out.
You actually went to Valley Forge Military Academy.
Yeah, graduated college from Valley Forge Military Academy.
Did they have a military band? We know about the Navy band and the Marine band and so forth.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because they had one of the best in the country. They came in second in the all-time marching bands, which they had out. It was held out in California. But Valley Forge Military Academy had, I mean, just an extraordinary band. It was tremendous. And, of course, I was in that. I was part of that band. But it was a great band. It really was. We'd do shows all over the place.
So you really had a great foundation when you were coming up then.
Well, I did. You know, I was very lucky. My dad, I've always lived at home with my parents. Of course, they passed away now. But back in the day, my dad was a president of Key Bank. And I guess you have key banks out around there. But at one time, was the ninth largest bank in the country. And my dad grew up, born and brought up, right across the street from where I am right now. And then when he married my mother, he bought the house across from where he was born and brought up. And that's where I'm still living. I still live right here, right in the heart of the village. And it's pretty cool because when you come into the entrances, all the entrances into the village, there's about five of them. There's a big sign they have, home of Polka King Jimmy Sturr. And that's pretty cool. And then I just found out this past week, they're naming a street after me right in the heart of the village.
Jimmy Sturr Avenue Boulevard?
I think they're going to say Jimmy Sturr Boulevard.
That's got a nice ring to it.
It does, yeah. But, you know, back to that Pennsylvania Polka Fest, people, you know, they think, oh, polkas, they were from my grandmother and grandfather or my mother and father. And it's not like that anymore. Like our band and the Polka family and Joe Stanky, I mean, we'll just play all kinds of music. We'll do a lot of polka, but we'll do just everything. In fact, one of the guys in our band happens to be the leader of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And they come all the time, sure. And in fact, I go see them right there at the Mohegan Arena. He's a guitar player with the long blonde hair.
Well, that's Chris Caffrey. You know, you go for quality and you always have. Jimmy, let me ask you about that broadening, because you always had that sense of wanting to not only draw more listeners, but also to, what did you call it, Americanize the polka, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, I used to hear, oh, we don't know what they're singing about. They're all singing in ethnic languages. And it worked for me. I mean, I invited Willie Nelson. I invited him. I said, it's funny, I was reading his book, his autobiography, and the first chapter, it says Willie Nelson got his start back in his home state of Texas playing in a polka band. And I thought to myself, man, if I could ever meet Willie Nelson, I'm going to ask him if he wanted to record with us. So, well, sure enough, not too long after that, we were performing together at a place called Hunter Mountain in upstate New York. And, you know, after the whole show was over, I walk around his tour bus, and I said, Willie, would you ever consider recording some polka music with our band? He said, I'd love to do that. And he did. And that was back in about 1998 or 99. And since that time, he's done 5 CDs with our orchestra.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. That our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
And then, you know, I thought, man, this is pretty cool. So then I invited the Oak Ridge Boys. And I'm good friends with the Oak Ridge Boys. And they did a CD with us. But, I mean, I've got CDs out with so many guys. And that was sort of my thing, to not Americanize the polka as much as get the outside people to hear polka music. You know, instead of them saying it's for the grandmother, grandfather, well, gosh, if guys like Willie Nelson, the Oak Ridge Boys, and people like that, if they're into it, maybe it isn't that bad. And that was my thinking. And then another thing, I got this idea. I'm going to take some of these old rock and roll tunes from the early 60s, and I'm going to do them as polkas. And I took things like Splish Splash, The Wanderer, you know, all these songs, invited some of my friends, like Willie's on there, Charlie Daniels is on there, Lee Greenwood, and one other guy that really a cool, cool guy. His name is Duane Eddy. Now, I don't know if a lot of your listeners would remember him, but he was a huge guitar player back in the early 60s and had many hits, one of which was Rebel Rouser. And I recorded Rebel Rouser actually with Duane Eddy. He did it on this on the CD with our band. And then we came up with a song I recorded for Rounder Records. And they said, well, one of the songs, Sea Cruise, if you remember that. So anyway, they said, why don't you get the original guy? And I said, is he still living? And they came back and they said, well, look, we'll let you know. A day or two later, they call me. And he said, he's living in New Orleans. And I call New Orleans back then, telephone directory. And I get this guy's name. And I dial him. I said, I'm looking for the guy who recorded Sea Cruise. He said, speaking? And I thought, and I said, well, you don't know who I am, but my name is Jimmy Steer. Jimmy Steer, I listen to you all the time. I love your band. I see you on. And back then, we were doing a lot on the Nashville Network. Do you remember that? TNT, well, we were on there three or four times a year. And I told him what I wanted. He said, tell me when you want me to be in Nashville. He came to Nashville and recorded that. It sounds, I mean, he sounds just like he did on the original. And his name was Frankie Ford, if you might remember that name.
Oh, man, rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
There's so many of these. I mean, like with Willie. Willie didn't, you know, he left Nashville because he didn't like the way they were doing his music. They had him with strings and all that stuff, and he wanted to do what he's doing now. So we record this, and Nashville Network says, we want you to come on, but if you want, bring Willie with you. So I didn't know any better. I didn't know that he, you know, didn't do anything in Nashville that much anymore. He'd already moved to Texas. I call him on the bus. He said, I'd like to do that. The next day, I get another call from the Grand Ole Opry. They said, we know the night before you're doing the Nashville Network. We'd like you to do the Grand Ole Opry. And by the way, if you want, bring Willie. So I call Willie back, and I say, you want to do the Opry with me? He says, well, I'd like to do that. Now, back then, he never did the Opry. So we do the TV show. And, of course, Willie, he wasn't late, but he wasn't early either. He's getting there. But these guys are all saying, well, you know, he's not going to show up. He's done this to us before. And I said, nah, he'll be here. He got about 5 minutes before he was supposed to be there. And somebody hollers, Willie's here. And everything stopped. And they must have, I'm going to say, 75 people working on that TV show. They all stopped what they were doing and just stood there and watched his tour bus back into where he was supposed to back in. He gets out, said hello to everybody, walked through, got up there, shook the hand of every guy in the band, came over to me, hugged me. Now, can you imagine being hugged by Willie Nelson? I mean, I was so excited, but, you know, trying not to do it. So anyway, we did the show that night, and it got the huge, huge ratings. So now we're going to the Opry the next night. And they did not mention that he was going to be there. They didn't advertise or anything. So on we go, and we had this plan. I was going to sing the song the first time through. Then the band comes on. And then from the back of the stage, he's going to sing and walk out. It was one of the highlights of my life. you had to be there. I mean, first of all, back then with the flash bulbs, you could, first of all, the whole band, we could not even hear ourselves play. People were screaming and hollering and pictures. And I mean, it was just so cool. But anyway, that's my story. Trying to Americanize it a little bit, the music and stuff. And that's why and how I did it. I tried to do it anyway. Some of those songs now that I'm talking about will do at this Pennsylvania Polka Fest. You know, some of these rock and roll songs as polkas, we'll be doing some of those.
Can you tell me, do you remember what that song was when you were with Willie?
Sure, of course I do.
What was it?
There's a tavern in the town. There is a tavern in the town, da 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 da. I don't know whether you ever heard that.
Oh, sure.
But it was pretty cool. Eric, I hope you're not dancing there.
This is why we love radio, Jimmy. Our listeners don't even know when we're waltzing on air, or in this case, when we dance the polka.
That's really great.
Let me ask you now, you made your life in music, and you obviously believe it's a powerful force in our lives. How do you talk about it when you talk about the power of music? The music, certainly you do, but the importance of music in our lives.
Well, you know, Erica, sometimes it's hard for me to do. And I'll tell you why. Because I know what outside people, outside the circle, what they think of polka. You know, and I mentioned before, well, they think, oh, my grandmother used to do it, or my mother and father used to do it. And they're embarrassed. The young kids, a lot of them are embarrassed to say, hey, I'm going to a polka dance. And for me, I have to say, hey, just try it. That's all I have. Just try it. And sometimes I'll even say, if you don't like it, I'll get your money back. You know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to say, hey, I've won 18 Grammy Awards, but, you know, I play polka music. And, you know, sometimes that does get a little difficult. But I believe in it. And just like I do the veterans, I believe in all the veterans. You know, that's why I'm so excited to do this tribute at the Pennsylvania Polka Fest, because I just believe in them so much. And it's the same thing with my music. I mean, I believe in that music. And again, we'll play everything. I mean, I'll play big band. I'll play some rock. I'll play all that music along with some of the polkas.
Well, when you get a group of musicians like you do, Jimmy, you always get people who are the tops, and they can do what you ask them to do. Isn't that part of it? You just trust them, and you all trust each other, and they trust you.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm a very lucky guy to have such great musicians. And it started out, my cousin used to be in the band for many, 45 years he was actually in the band, but he was also for a while the director of the West Point Band. Now, I live right near United States Military Academy, and he was the director of the band. So, you know, every once in a while, if I needed a musician or something, he could get it for me. And we've been out on the road with so many different, with Bobby Vinton. I mean, we toured with Bobby Vinton for 15 years, Bobby singing with our orchestra. And then another guy was Myron Florin from the Lawrence Welk television show. You might remember him. He toured with our band for 21 years. In fact, when he got sick, he gave me all of his arrangements, the exact same ones that he used to play on the Lawrence Welk show. And then when he got sick and everything, Boots Randolph, you might remember him, he had major hits. One of his biggest was one called Yakety Sax. And he toured with us for 18 years. Well, he felt the same thing about the band, how much he enjoyed it. When he got sick, he gave me all of his arrangements, the same ones that he toured all over. And he was a huge musician in Nashville. If you hear a tenor sax player, like on Brenda Lee, you know, on a lot of her stuff, Around the Christmas Tree and all that, that tenor sax player is Boots. You know, that's my feeling on just music and the guys in our orchestra. And, you know, I've got the same guys. I've got a tenor sax player in my band, been there 50 years. Our fiddle player, 45. One of our sax players been there for 32. Our bass player been there for 28. So we've been together performing all over the place and for many, many years.
The title of the event is Polka Fest. There's lots to be enjoyed.
there's always a lot of excitement in the air when we come to play the Polka Fest, Pennsylvania Polka Fest. But for some reason this year, it just seems to be even more excitement in the air. And one of my dearest friends over the years, many years, happened to be John Stanky, the leader of Stanky and the Pennsylvania Coal Miners. And of course, as many of your listeners know, John passed away on Christmas Day of this past year. But he was the leader of the Stanky and the Pennsylvania Coal Miners. And you know, it was a fun band, a good band, and we're paying tribute to him at this Pennsylvania Polka Festival. And coincidentally, which is great, his brother Joe also has a band called Joe Stanky and the Cadets. And they're going to do a tribute, and I think even some of his family is going to be here. And they played in John's band, and hopefully we can get them to get up and play a couple songs with Joe. And then, of course, the Polka family. I mean, Polka family is a great, great band. And don't forget that tribute for the 250th anniversary of our great country, the greatest country in the world. And we're going to prove that. By the way, for all your listeners that might not know about it, it's going to be held one of the coolest places, especially in your area. And, of course, that's Mohegan Casino in their Keystone Ballroom. I hope they come and try a little bit of Mrs. T's pierogies because they're the sponsor. Starts 4 o'clock and it's 4 hours on Saturday, April 11th. And Service Electric, they're going to be there and they're going to tape the whole thing. So if people want to see themselves on television just like they were on WVIA and stuff like that, they can come and be part of it. And I know they're going to enjoy it. But anyway, for advanced tickets or more information, you can give them a call at 570-550-6410. Or for anybody just living right there in that area, you can stop in Joe Nardo and say hello to Joe. He's a great, great guy, and his has a couple stores. But the one right there in Wilkes-Barre is called Gallery of Sound. You can get your advance tickets just stopping in there.
Eighteen-time Grammy Award winner Jimmy Sturr speaking with us about Pennsylvania Polka Fest returning to Mohegan, Pennsylvania this Saturday, April 11th, featuring polka legend Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra with a tribute to John Stanky and a celebration of America 250. The event runs from 4 to 8 p.m. and will feature, in addition to Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, Joe Stanky and the Cadets and the Polka Family Band. You can find Mohegan, Pennsylvania on Highway 315 in Wilkes-Barre in the Keystone Grand Ballroom. And as Jimmy said, the event is sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies and will be recorded for later viewing by Service Electric. The event is presented by the nonprofit Wilkes-Barre Metro Development Corporation, co-produced by Greco's Rittenhouse Entertainment, Joe Nardone's Magnus Concerts, and Jim Delacroce's Pathfinder Productions. Again, celebrating America's 250th anniversary and a special tribute to John Stanky. Tickets available online at TicketSalesNow.com. Tickets available at TicketSalesNow.com. And as the longtime friendship between Jimmy Sturr and Joe Nardone would reflect, you can get tickets at the Gallery of Sound in Wilkes-Barre and also Dixon City. And you can follow Pennsylvania Polka Fest on Facebook or on their website, which is PennsylvaniaPolkaFest.com. PennsylvaniaPolkaFest.com.